Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
Now, we've just heard how younger South Africans are reshaping their financial priorities, buying homes before getting married and co-owning property to survive rising living costs. But there's another financial trap that is catching even savvy consumers off guard: travel. Now, with Easter holidays just around the corner, many, many people will be packing their bags, but fewer, I would hazard a guess, are packing protection. Travel insurance is often overlooked or misunderstood, and assumptions about free credit card cover can leave you dangerously exposed. So I want to discuss this in a bit of detail, and very apt given that we're just a couple of days away from the holiday. The head of distribution at PSG Insure is Reina de Kock, and he's with me now. Reina, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. So let's start with the biggest myth. How badly do people underestimate the limitations of free credit card travel insurance?
Good evening, Jeremy, and good evening to the Hot FM listeners. It's a privilege to be on your show. Jeremy, yes, yeah. I mean, the credit card cover that is included, or the free credit card cover is included, it's a very bare bones type cover that is normally included in terms of your credit card. I think if you look at the cover that is provided in more specifically, you know, the cost of receiving medical treatment is extremely high, especially if you go over to countries such as the USA, Australia, Singapore. To give you an idea, you know, a simple visit to the doctor in the UK can cost you up to £200. So the cover that is included in your credit card can get exhausted, you know, quite quickly. The cost of hospitalization when you are on an overseas trip, you know, for an urgent medical condition like a heart attack or a vehicle accident, can be exorbitant, and it can ruin you financially. You know, furthermore, if you are traveling for a sporting event, as an example, you know, there's also better, more specific cover that is in place there. Also, your cover for loss of luggage, you know, reimbursement or cancellation costs for your trip, you know, visa denials, all of those aspects are more specifically insured on these specialist policies. Your credit cards give you a medical aid cover, as I've touched on, but it doesn't give you the inconvenience benefits like your cancellations, postponements, loss of baggage, you know, emergency evacuation, accommodation, whatever the case might be.
So, and Reina, that's the problem, isn't it? Because data that you've pulled together shows that people are often unaware of those exclusions. Do you think there should be stricter disclosure requirements from insurers then?
Jeremy, I think from an insurer's point of view, I think, you know, and this is where your specialist short-term advisor come in, and at PSG we've obviously got many specialist short-term advisors. I think this is where your short-term advisor plays a big role. They will normally be very, very close to your business, to what's happening in your space. And I believe this is where, I don't want to comment too much in terms of what the responsibilities are from the credit card side, but I can comment on what the responsibilities are from your short-term advisor. And this is where they'll play a big role to make sure that you have got, you know, the correct cover in place.
Let me ask you this question. We're having this conversation just before the Easter break, and many South Africans, as I mentioned at the start of this conversation, would be road tripping locally. Is travel insurance still worth it if you're not going abroad?
The travel insurance plays, you know, the benefit for travel insurers definitely plays a much bigger role if you are traveling abroad, Jeremy. I think where it plays a big role in the local space is, you know, the cover for a trip cancellation. You get there and there's an issue in terms of the booking. You know, that is where in the local space where it will play a bigger role. More of the benefits obviously comes in when you are going across border.
You talk about the rising costs of medical assistance if you are traveling abroad, and we've heard some horror stories, particularly as far as the United States is concerned. I'm assuming that any policy then that you take out would depend on your age, it would depend on your destination, and maybe even the activities that you're going to engage in. But let's talk a little bit about pricing. Is there a sense sometimes that consumers are just being priced out, that comprehensive cover has simply become too expensive, and people say, well, it's not worth the risk?
Jeremy, it's interesting. I mean, the reality of it is the pricing will align with the risk. So I think you've touched on it. You know, if you are going for a specific event, for a sporting event, if you have a pre-existing medical condition. You know, the policy needs to talk to all of those aspects, and it needs to factor those risks in. So the pricing can almost align to your specific needs. And that is why there's a lot of questions that's being asked and going on these trips, especially on pre-existing conditions, because, you know, again, the policy will cater for the specific needs. So the more risk you require, obviously, the pricing will be higher. But again, that is where your advisor is there to make sure the cover is in place for what you really need.
So let's push that out a little bit. Brokers or advisors, you're saying, are critical in this space. So what kind of questions should you be asking that broker or advisor before you take out the policy? And, I mean, there's also the argument that maybe consumers can just make comparisons and buy online.
Yes, no, absolutely. I think the important aspects here that comes in play, Jeremy, is to make sure of pre-existing covers. It's to talk about the age, because some of these policies will obviously, you know, only cover for you up to a certain age. It is going, if you are the countries that you are traveling to, that will play a big consideration. And then obviously, you know, making sure the companies that we use are the correct and the vetted companies. That in a case of a claim, that you know that you are with an insurer that will be able to hold your hand throughout that process.
So is the case for travel insurance a difficult one to make? And let me tell you why I ask you this question. Many South Africans are facing soaring household costs and even the affordability of electricity, for instance. We spoke about that a little earlier in the show. How do you convince people that travel insurance is a must-have and not a nice-to-have?
Yeah, so Jeremy, I mean, it's a good question. I think the reality of it is, you know, you offer a corporate travel insurance, and you can offer a travel insurance for your individual user. I think the reality of it is, an individual user that is traveling overseas, going without a travel insurance policy, with the extraordinary costs, your medical expenses can come that side in case of an emergency. In my opinion, you know, the risk far outweighs the cost when it comes to that. You know, the financial aspect of a medical emergency can financially ruin you. So I think the reality is, if you are planning to travel overseas, making sure that you've got cover in place from a travel insurance point of view is a no-brainer.
So let's just have a quick recap as we end this conversation, Reino. If someone is traveling this Easter, what are the things that they have to consider before leaving home? The top one or two things?
Jeremy, I think the reality of if you are traveling abroad, making sure that you've told your advisor that you are traveling abroad, making sure that you've got your cover in place. The reality of it is, if something should happen with you and you are aboard, you know, the insurers have made sure they've got specialist contact centers in place that can deal with those cases. They've got the connections all across the world that can facilitate in the countries you are traveling to, as long as it's not a sanctioned country. So for me, it would be to say, make sure that you've had a discussion with your financial advisor, and that your financial advisor makes sure that everything is covered and everything is in place before you head off.
Some very good advice.
On your well-deserved break.
On your well-deserved break. And goodness knows, we are certainly looking forward to those couple of days that just lie ahead. Some good advice tonight. Reino de Kock, I appreciate it. Head of distribution at PSG Insure. We have been well warned and well advised. Thank you so much.
Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs on MoneyWeb.